Chapter 12. By Monday afternoon, the murder investigation was in full swing. Don Taylor with the state police called in Richard Earl McCracken for an interview at the Van Buren Police Department. They sat across from each other at a small wooden desk, sticky with deposits of grime that came from the many hands of men and a few women who had been questioned there before. McCracken was Sam Hughes' secretary bookkeeper. He stated that on the previous Friday he had gone to lunch in Fort Smith at the town club with Sam Hugh and Ralph Ballantyne, a banker from Alma. They then looked at a business Ballantyne was remodeling, and after that went to the Greyhound bus station to pick up Ruyan Park, who was returning from a research trip to Cincinnati. Her bus was late, so they met Rusty Myers at the Stevens building and visited with him. After that, they went back to the bus station, picked up Ruyan, and brought her home to Fayetteville Street. "Were Sam Hugh and his mother happy to see each other?" Taylor asked. "Of course they were happy to see each other. For about a minute, then she started in on him, but that was normal." Richard McCracken was a charming fellow whose sexual preferences were easily recognized. A nice enough-looking young man of 30, he lived in a small hamlet named Dora, barely in the state of Arkansas and just a breath away from Oklahoma. He was one of those people who liked to be in the know. "Ruyan told me about 3 weeks ago she was going to renew a CD that matured. It was going to Linda, and she told me she changed her will 6 months earlier." Taylor could see the gleeful expression on McCracken's face. "You must have been a really good friend of Mrs. Park for her to tell you about her financial business."
"Oh, yes, we had a remarkable friendship."
"And when did you see Sam Hugh again? I mean, after the Friday at the bus stop?"
"Let's see now. I went to Rusty and Linda's house for dinner, and Sam Hugh was there."
"Is that Rusty and Linda Myers?"
"He was a business partner of Sam Hugh's, wasn't he?"
"Did they have something cooking? Something that required a hefty investment?"
"Oh, yes, Myers. They were always plotting a way to get rich. But that night we just had dinner, and Sam Hugh left us early to go watch a movie on cable. I stayed and visited until 10 or 11.
"Do you remember what Sam Hugh was wearing that Saturday night?"
"Slacks, loafers, yellow sweater."
Detective Taylor leaned closer to McCracken. He could smell his bad breath, a mixture of coffee, cigarettes, and last night's beer, but he didn't back off. "And how did you find out about the murder?"
"Kathy Gifford called me Sunday afternoon and told me to get up to Sam Hughes. She was crying real hard, so I knew something was bad. I didn't know what had happened until I got there."
"And who told you?"
"Sam Hughes said his mom was murdered, and he said the police thought he did it."
"And do you think he did it?"
"I don't know. All I know is that I'm scared to death. I could be next."
"And why are you in danger?" He watched as Richard McCracken twisted the rings on his left hand, and Taylor noticed his nails were polished a light mauve. It was hard for Taylor to hide his disgust. "Who'd want to kill you?" McCracken's lips quivered, and he cleared his throat, stifling a sob.
"I know a lot about a lot of things, Detective Taylor. I know Sam Hugh owes a lot of money to a lot of people. He probably wouldn't want me to tell everything I know."
"Do you think Sam Hugh is capable of killing his mother?" McCracken looked at his watch and then back at Taylor.
"I'm supposed to help Sam Hugh pick out a casket down at Ocker's funeral home."
"I repeat the question. Was Sam Hugh Park capable of murdering his mother?"
"I don't know, Detective. I honestly don't know."
Taylor pushed a white tablet and pen toward McCracken. "I want you to give me a list of the men who wandered in and out of Sam Hugh's home. I want to talk to them." McCracken hesitated a moment before he picked up the pen. He looked at his watch again to buy some time. He didn't know if he was going to write down the name of a killer or killers. "Do it," Taylor ordered. Richard quickly wrote down the names. 1, Santos. 2, Mark Mullins. 3, Gary Shoup. 4, Mitchell Domer. 5, Dennis Wisnant. 6, Tracy Strickland. 7, Rick Lewis. 8, Chuck Cox. 9, Ricky Havens.